Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 5th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Proverbs chapters 19 to 21. Is it true that by sparing the rod, we spoil our children? We read in Proverbs chapter 19 verse 18 like this. Chasten your son while there is hope and do not set your heart on his destruction. The modern society, both secular and the Bible professing faith community, have a popular belief today that it is not advisable to discipline our children. However, biblical wisdom challenges our modern philosophies and practices of child rearing. The book of Proverbs, along with the rest of the Bible, presents a very different picture of children and child rearing. Although children are a blessing, they will drift towards evil if left to their own nature. For it is written that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. For that reason, parents are urged to discipline their youngsters. As again it is written, the rod of correction will drive it far from him. When we as parents neglect to fulfill our God-mandated responsibility, we are actually guiding our child towards his or her journey towards destruction. As we read again from Proverbs, chasten your son while there is hope and do not set your heart on his destruction. Finally, we should also remember that discipline is only one part of a much broader home environment required to set our children on the path towards wisdom, self-appreciation, understanding and humility. Thus, discipline is indispensable to healthy child rearing, and God calls us as parents to demonstrate lives of wisdom, truth and service to our children, knowing that they may or may not choose to follow in that path. We as parents are simply called to do our best and leave the results to God, knowing that God also disciplines us every day as well.